This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In San Francisco, the notorious old federal penitentiary, Alcatraz, gets about 1 million tourists a year, and there's not even anybody locked up there anymore. An hour north of New York City, officials at the equally notorious Sing Sing State Prison think they have something better, a prison that comes with actual prisoners. From member station WNYC, Fred Mogul has this report.
A muddy tape loop of prison sounds doesn't exactly persuade you you're in Sing Sing's A block, or mess hall. But Jim Miller likes this exhibit on the prison, located in a small museum a half mile up the hill from the guard towers and razor wire. He's been traveling across the country in an RV with his wife Linda and their large white show dog. So Miller is used to cramped quarters. But even he was taken aback by a replica jail cell from the 1820s.
Didn't realize how small those cells really were. Gosh, to be locked in a 3.5 foot by 6 or 7 foot cell. Oh my goodness.
The exhibit gives historical facts and stories, like the jailbreak of Willie Sutton, the man who robbed banks famously, 'cause that's where the money is. And you learn about different philosophical approaches to crime and punishment. But local and county officials think there's enough material and demand for a much more substantial museum down by the river next to the 177-year-old prison. Tracy Corbett is a planner for Westchester County.
It would go on the actual history of how it was constructed, the history of the area, some of the prisoners that were there, and of course they'd have the option to go and possibly tour a replica of the death chamber.
County Supervisor Andrew Spano is one of several leaders who for years has been itching to build a bigger, better museum. He recently requested $5.8 million from New York State's Economic Development Authority.
The challenge is that you don't want to trivialize it. You want to make sure that it's an educational experience, that people get an understanding, especially young people, what prison is all about. But at the same time, you want to enhance tourism and have them enjoy the experience that they have.
In some ways, turning it into an attraction would take Sing Sing full circle. Tourists came here in an earlier era. They watched inmates work in prison factories. There were theatrical performances with prisoners and even barnstorming baseball games. Babe Ruth reportedly hit his longest home run ever here. And those who didn't enter Sing Sing through the visitor or prison entrances could come via the silver screen. In the film Angels with Dirty Faces, James Cagney does time in the big house and later returns to walk the last mile to the electric chair.
I don't want to die, help me. I don't want to die, help me. Don't make me burn in hell.
In 1953, the world's eyes and ears turned to Sing Sing.
Julius and Ethel Rosenberg have gone to the electric chair. Julius Rosenberg was pronounced dead at 8:06:45 tonight. His wife Ethel was pronounced dead at 8:16 tonight.
Frank, a convicted thief who didn't want to use his full name, spent 4 years in Sing Sing in the late 1960s and early 70s. He would happily return to Sing Sing as a tourist rather than an inmate.
You know, curiosity is a big thing, you know, and I think a lot of people just to be curious would go to see what it's all about.
Frank admits he's biased, but he thinks a Sing Sing attraction would be a heck of a lot better than Alcatraz. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in New York.